Thank you for holding. Is this Fernando?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I can't complain.
Hey, that's right. I hear you. Thank you for asking, by the way. Some people forget to ask how I'm doing. It's just one-sided. I'm like, well, this is awkward. All right. My name's Sean. No, I know you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, I'm familiar with it because I mean, we pull up things on a regular, everybody pretty much pull up things on a regular basis. So, you know, you pretty much go to everything on that first page and you rarely look past that first page unless you really deep dive in and try to find something.
Yeah, unless you're price shopping for something super cheap. That's the only time I'll go past page one, but not for roofing. You know, the roofing is your biggest investment.
It's pretty much page one, because I do think like maybe if you're looking for a certain type of shirt or clothing or material or something, then yeah, you might skip past the per page, look at the second and third page because there's a specific item that you want. But when it comes to like a service business, it's pretty much that first page and what pops out, and the illustration look good, do it look professional, and if all that's in place, then
exactly.
You pretty much go with that.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they're going to look at things like reviews, and then they want to see the website, see what kind of stuff you've done in the past, what kind of materials you have, what kind of service you provide. So we put all those tools in place for them, so that way you're an option. Right now, if you look up roofing in Jacksonville, the guys that show in this section are Premier Roofing of Jacksonville, Jack C. Wilson Roofing Co., and then Prime Roofing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this is the same section we're talking about listing, Sharkfin Roofing. So it's very profitable.
And I know two of those roofs. I know Jack C. Wilson, and I know Prime Roofing. We actually stayed by each other. When probably about 15 years ago, and he wasn't even doing roofing at the time.
Wow.
But
wow.
I was.
You've come a long way. Well, wow. So you have a lot of experience, though, than that means.
Yeah. I thought I was going to go to the NBA, but I never grow taller or none of that. And my
that
dad
was my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my dream. I spent hours and hours and hours in the gym. I thought I could just outwork everybody and be in there longer, but unfortunately, I'm only 6 foot, not very tall.
I'm only 5'10".
Oh, okay.
But I had friends that shot up. Like, I had a friend, he was probably like, he was 5'8", until he got in like ninth grade. He came back ninth grade, he was probably like 6'4", 6'5". And by the time he got to 11th grade, like, he didn't really have handles and he really couldn't play. By the time he got to 11th grade, he developed all that skill. He got some size on him and the rest in history. You know, you go to the league, and I think he played for the military, though. I think he played for the military.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I had a good friend like that in high school. It's so crazy because I used to whoop his butt. And when I talk to him about it till this day, he's still playing pro overseas right now. But I used to love him, but his name is Anthony Brown. He got drafted to the Lakers with D'Angelo Russell back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, he played with Kobe for a little bit. But, man, I used to work him. And he was like 6'7", almost 6'8". He's like a small forward.
But you can't beat the height. You can't beat the height.
Yeah, but he would have to reach too low to come down and try to get the ball from
me. So,
I would just have it on a string, do whatever I want. The second I see him lean over, I blow by. I was too quick for him.
Right.
And I could shoot the thing like no other, too. So sometimes if I had to go deep, I was doing Stephen Curry before Stephen Curry.
Right. I'm kind of telling you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like an AI fan. But, man, it's just, I realized, like, hey, you got to be very, very unique. It's a lot of 5'10 guys out here to hoop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to dunk and everything, but it's like, you know how many guys 5'10 that could dunk and got handles? It's like thousands.
Many.
Versus 6'5" or 6'7" with handles and can dunk. Okay, it's probably only a couple hundreds of them.
Yeah, I shifted about my junior year is when I realized it, because they used to have all these scouts come over, and I remember I played a game, I dropped 35, and he dropped 22, and it was a playoff game, and all the scouts were talking to him, and nobody's talking to me, and I'm sitting there going, what the heck? And then I realized, I'm like, it's the height. Like, they just want him because of the height, and they feel they could develop that height, but they can't develop me to be.
They can't develop height, yeah.
Yeah, so the scouts and all the colleges.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I played in a tournament, and I literally crossed the guy over him and literally broke his ankle. Like, literally, they had to pick him up and throw him off the floor. You know what I mean? I literally broke his ankle. You know what I mean?
Got him.
But my friend that I'm talking about, man, this asked another friend that I had, and we played against him in a tournament, and that's the only team we lost against. And he was like, in like eighth grade, he was already like 6'2", 6'3". He was like 7'1", but he had handles and everything. But he kind of got out of him, you know, he got the scholarship, but kind of got out of him, got with, you know, women, dealing with women, and man, just messed his life up.
That's a shame, too. You know,
had to come on back home because just ain't going to class, ain't doing nothing, just having fun, you know. I should have played football. That's what I should have played. I would have had a way better chance, you know.
Well, that's what I actually ended up going to college for. That's what I was saying. I realized my junior year after seeing that we won CIF and the scouts were all over him just because of his height. I go, okay, maybe I started playing football when I was 5. So I was like, maybe I'll just put my focus into this. I was pretty tall for football, you know, 6 foot.
Right, so you could have been a tight end or something, or wide receiver.
Well, yeah,
you
so know, I played receiver.
You got the bend, you got the twist, yeah.
Yeah, but I was quick. I was always really fast. So I ran a 4.4 in high school, and then I was 6 foot. So now everybody was looking at me right away for football. They were putting me back there to catch kicks and punts, and then I was playing wide receiver. Right. Sometimes they would hand me the ball off, so they just.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do it all when you in high school. You know they're.
Oh yeah.
They're running
lead
back
me on the field. But stay out there, stay out there, stay out there. Go get the ball.
And I should have went to football because all my friends, like I'm in Florida, so you know Florida kind of just breed. We just breed football players. You know we used to have. Yeah, we used to have like Nick Saban, Bobby Bowden back in the day, Steve Spurrier, all on. Oh, they used to come to the. They'd land their helicopters on the football field and come see players. They recruit every year. You know, people going to the college and people going to the NFL. You know, so you know people that's in the NFL. You getting people that's kind of like you know. Just so you kind of, it was a better thing if I would have took it most sick. Cause my friends is like, man, you should come out and we don't play football in the park. And several of them end up going to college and they going to Clemson. One went to Alabama, another one went to Florida State, another one went to Florida. And it's like, and then the list of people you just kind of know that just came out of Florida is just like, okay, you had a better chance at football. You should have just probably did that, because really basketball is not a huge thing with people coming out of Florida. That'd be kind of more a out west or up north thing, you know.
Yeah, I grew up out west, so it was basketball was the big deal. Football.
Yeah, basketball is the thing. Like, yeah. You know, and quarterbacks come from, like, out west, too, though. Like, you get a lot of quarterbacks come from out west. But,
you know,
like, Texas and Florida, it's just like they two states that like football is premium.
What I liked to do originally was play quarterback, but you know the way the team was structured, we had a guy that could throw the ball but couldn't run 4.4. So it was like, all right, you throw the ball.
You over
here. I'd rather be
where they can best use you at. Not
I wanted to just be quarterback though, but it was a big school with a lot of guys that went there. You ever heard of Modern Day?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a huge school. It's like Bishop Gorman. Like they have these schools that just kind of, it's like the Alabama of high school, where they just create NFL players.
You know,
yeah,
we got like little camps down here in Florida, like the little camp down there close to the Lakeland, Florida. But mm-hmm. it's like for football. And then you get a lot of people, like you get, like you just get a lot of, like when you kind of look up a lot of the foot, especially like receivers, the older, especially back in the day, cause you kind of look back in the day and you look at all the receivers and all the people that kind of came out of Florida that played football. It's like, or was him, like from Deion Sanders to Ocho Cinco to,
remember when the Seminoles had Derwin James and Jalen Ramsey? Woof.
Right.
That defense was crazy.
And I'm from the era where like Peter Warwick and all of them was there. You know what I'm saying? So when they were good before that, and then like Tim, like I'm from kind of up here in Jacksonville, so we even had like Tim Tebow. So you always had a lot of players that if your team was good, you had to go down south and have to play down south. And they had 4-5 NFL players that's going to go to the league, even high school. So a lot of times, like a lot of the cornerbacks and different players, you already kind of know because y'all already done played against each other in state championships. And then, like the league kind of when you go do the summer programs, everybody across the state go to certain places. So you kind of already know. They got somebody over at, in Pompano or in Miami Dade or over here that's real nice. They gonna go to the college. So you kind of already know, a lot of people, like, even like Lamar Jackson. I kind of knew Lamar Jackson.
Everybody knew Lamar was gonna be crazy, man.
Because you already kind of knew, like Antonio Brown and, Marquise Brown, you kind of already knew about these guys because, they from Florida, so you playing them in high school, so you kind of, but you didn't really know about Antonio Brown because he really wasn't that good in high school like that. He became good, like, in the pros. You knew his cousin, Marquise. You knew Ocho. You knew Lamar Jackson in high school. You already knew he was going to be a beast, you know.
He was national. He was everywhere.
Like, even like Travis Hunter. You knew Travis Hunter was from Florida. So
yeah, I was going to say, you're a Jags fan, right?
Yeah, but you knew Travis Hunter because Travis Hunter is just from Florida.
Yeah.
You know, he moved
to
Georgia kind of to get away from some stuff, but he was from Florida. So you already knew who he was. And then with the Deion connection, he's from Florida. He's from Fort Myers, Florida. So it's kind of like you already know a lot of the kind of people that's in the NFL on that level because they already from Florida. So they be at a lot of these spots and a lot of these events.
Florida football.
But yeah, man.
Big prospect. I'm sorry. I could talk football with you all day. I love
price
football.
Is gonna be funny.
Yeah, so I sent you the pricing page, and then I also sent over a link here just so that you could see the guys that are up there. But when you were mentioning to me, like, guys like Prime and Jackson C. Wilson, you know, both of these guys are on what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. Unfortunately, the Platinum Package Bundle is, you know, it's a website. It's an A to Z marketing strategy. It's like a one-stop shop for a business where they handle all the online advertising. So it's like $599 month to month. But the reason my representative, Tara, wanted me to jump on the line with you is because if you just started in July of this year, there's a new in-business credit that I could put you under that'll cut that rate in half. So if you were to come on board with us today, it would drop it down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis. That makes it extremely affordable because the first roof job that you get is going to offset the cost of it for, like, the rest
correct,
of the year
correct.
At that rate.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, and that's with the website, everything included. So you wouldn't have to go out and, like, build a website, pay for a domain name.
I already built the website.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So if you already have the site, even better. I was already waiving the fees on the site. But if you have one, I can now attach it to a Google business profile, verify your business, and then put it on the first page. So that way it's actually getting the right people looking at it. So if they're typing in roofing, best roofer, I don't know what you specialize in, but we could get specific with it too. We have about 15 different keywords or services that we could list you for on Google at a time. but we'd also be getting you leads from like Facebook, from Bing, from the Apple Safari search engine on the iPhones. You'd be on the Androids. Google owns the Androids, so it defaults to Google. I mean, it's basically covering all your bases. You'd be on Yelp. You'd be on Yellow Pages. The idea is just to get your name out there and try to generate as many leads and roof opportunities
Correct.
As we can each month.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. All right, yeah, let's go ahead and sign up. You say $299 a month?
Yep, $299. So it's $299 exactly for Fernando, and then there's no other charges. There's no other, like, lead
okay.
fees or click fees or call fees, so it's pretty straightforward. Just be a one-time payment on the first of each month.
Okay, let's go with it.
All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile so we can verify Sharkfin Roofing, Inc. as a legitimate business. On the first page of Google, you could only have one number listed for the business. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
No, I want to kind of use the company's number because I don't want people to call my personal phone with me.
Okay.
You know.
Well, let me put the personal phone in the cell phone category just for me to be able to text you and keep contact with you. But what's the business line?
It's 800.
Okay.
I'm going to pull it up. I don't know it by heart. Let me see.
Take
I'm going to look on the website and get it for you.
Okay. Usually they don't want to have an 800 number up there. They usually have like a Google Voice number where it like shows a different number, but then it forwards to your cell phone, and then we have.
Yeah, that's what this 800 number do.
Oh, it's a Google number.
Yeah, it'll forward it to my. It's a Univoice number, and it'll forward it to my cell phone, so I don't have to put my cell phone number out there.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, and then you save it in your phone as like potential lead, so that way when it comes through, you know it's a business call.
Right, and not a personal, yep.
Okay, all right, perfect. Yeah, that's what I was hoping to do. I didn't want you, like, forwarding a call to voicemail, and it's an actual roof job, you know?
Yeah. No, everything comes directly to me, but it'll come through through that phone number, so I know immediately when they call, that's an actual call.
Okay.
That's not somebody just scamming, yeah.
Yeah,
so it's 800.
Okay.
240.
240.
7734.
7734. All right. Let me go ahead and submit. Okay. What's your last name, Fernando?
Dice. D-I-C-E.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep, like rolling dice.
All right. Save. All right. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing. The good thing for you in Sharkfin Roofing, Inc. is this is considered a business expense when you do Google advertising. So you'll be able to write it off at the beginning of the year and get reimbursed through taxes. What's the business email address where I could send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
Do sharkfinroofing@gmail.com.
And you have a crew that can help you, right? Or is it just you?
Yeah. I got nine guys.
Okay. I was going to say, no way you're doing roofs by yourself. That'd be crazy.
I don't ask to do. I'm 43 now, so I don't really do no work. I just talk.
Well, I can get you a lot of people to talk to, being on the first page, and then you can litigate it, dish it out,
mm-hmm.
line these guys up, get them moving. Yeah, that's the smart way to do it. People tell me that all the time. They say, how do you work with these guys that are 70 years old? I'm like, they're not getting up there, man. They're taking the calls, and they either – help the person with their own crew, or if they can't help the person because they're too busy, they have buddies that they could subcontract it to and get a percentage
right,
of the work.
Right.
You know, so if they just
right,
if you just help people that are calling you, you make money just by leading them in the right direction.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right. You know, and that's kind of, you just got to find your loop. Like I actually got a salesman that he came on board and he's like 71, 72, but he don't mind talking. Like he'll go to these little meetups, like these real estate meetups and invest meetups, and just talk and get to know. I like, hey, because you know sometimes you get with the older crowd, they really don't want to deal with the technology like that. So you just have to. But they still want to know you legit though. They still want to be able to at least Google you, like you say, and be able to say, boom, okay,
right.
I do see them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, most people are getting with the times at this point. When I first started working here in 2013, it was different. You know, talking to people, trying to get somebody to jump online and explain how this works and what we'd be doing, it was a nightmare. But, you know, as the years go by, people have just kind of caught on. I got guys that are 75, almost 80 years old, own companies for 30 years, and they know how to jump on the computer and do all this stuff. So it's...
You got to. You're gonna adapt or die. So
yeah, right. Yeah. I think that was the eye opener for a lot of them, where it was like, okay, if I don't do this, then my customers are gonna end up going to somewhere else, and I'm not gonna get any new customers. You know, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kind of caught on to it. But also, we don't expect you guys to be tech wizards. That's why we're here too. You know, Google created this for those people to still benefit from being on Google without having to really jump on the computer and do all these things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just litigate it. All right. So I have your profile created here. Are you still at this 8802 Corporate Square Court, Suite 305?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Can you receive mail there?
No.
No?
I wouldn't recommend. I mean, I got a little mailbox there, but... I prefer you probably send it directly to me if you were going to send mail.
Okay.
Why do you say that?
Because Google sends you a PIN in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And there's like a 5-digit number on the back of that card that comes in the mail. And we need that 5-digit number.
You want to send it to my personal then.
But I would have to hide your personal address. My only concern is, like, is if this suite is the actual business address.
Yeah, send it there then.
You want to send?
Is this a pin that you send them, correct?
Yeah, it's a little postcard. And then also what will happen, too, if there's any issue, like if you don't have it by this time next week, we could do a video verification. Or we'll call you up, and then, you know, there's like a little form you'll fill out, and then they'll just do like a little video over the phone just to say, hey, show us, you know, the location so you know you're actually there. Because people try to set up fake profiles sometimes. You get these big wig business owners
that try to set up fake
companies. Okay.
You just send it down. I thought maybe like you are, like if, you know, because I know I have people that be like, hey, I want to send a check. You have some, like I had a guy say he wanted to send a check last week, and I was like, well, let me give you my house phone number because I don't want it going to the business in some kind of way. Somebody, because it's multiple businesses. It's like, it's multiple suites right there. So I just be like, I don't want that to get mixed up, you know, like that. But yeah.
It's really accurate with Google Maps too. So it's like, if there's a problem, they'll let us know right away. And I could just jump on the line with you and say, hey, this is what it is. We'll need to do the video, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's no problem. And it'll be right there on the, right there by the door. So they can just put it in.
Yeah. It's better to use the business address too. I don't want people seeing your home address anywhere. I was like, no. Now, you told me you got a website, but I've been looking up, I've just been typing in Shark Fin Roofing Inc. in Jacksonville. I mean, I found your logo and some stuff, but I don't see a website anywhere.
Yeah, because it's sharkfin-roofing.com. Got the dash in the middle.
Okay.
Because I bought sharkfinroofing.com from Google probably like 3-4 years ago, and then y'all switched it over to Squarespace. And it was kind of difficult for me to find it. So I was like, when the 5 years up, I'm going to go ahead and repurchase it. Because I couldn't find the sharkfinroofing.com that I purchased. And then Squarespace, they making it difficult to, like, contact them and actually talk to them. You have to do everything through, like, emailing and support like that. So I just made a new email for the business.
Okay, I got it website. Here. I got the license too, so that's good. I was gonna ask for the license number.
Because I designed the website and everything myself.
It's nice. I was gonna tell you. I was like, this is nice. This looks professionally built. I was not expecting this.
Yeah. I did the chat expert bot, so it's got voice automation and everything in it.
Mm-hmm. The logo is a little different, though, from some of the other logos that I've seen online.
Yeah, because I just updated the logos on, I did the website first, mm-hmm. and then I did the logos on, I was playing with logos, and I got better logos, so I said, okay, I'm going to eventually switch out the logos on the website and make it match the shirts and everything I got printed out.
It's a nice site, man. I really like it. I really like it. They did a good job. You did a good job on this.
Yeah. I mean, I started doing, like, I ain't been on computers since I was in high school. So I started, like, in May, and I just got on there and started working. I was like, oh, okay, you know, and just built it out.
Yeah, no, this is good. I like it. I'm going through all the little windows here. See the commercial section. I like how it has all the areas too. That actually helps us a lot with setting this up for you. I mean, we still are going to want to do a client interview. We have to. It's like protocol. It's usually about a 30 to 45 minute call, and that's where they go over like the areas you cover, the services you provide, and just help us customize the campaign. But I mean, you got the areas and the services right here, so it should be a pretty smooth call, but we want to make sure we're covering as much ground as we can. I was going to ask you, what would be the best time for us to do the client interview with you?
When do you think, so you're going to send me the form thing sometime next week, correct?
Yeah, it usually gets there in 3 to 5 business days because it's got to go from the Google headquarters in California all the way to Florida. So sometimes it takes about 5 business days to get there. But the client interview, we usually do either the same day or the following day after sign up. We start working on everything right away. So that way when the pin comes in, that's like one of the last steps, not the first steps.
Okay. So you think you want to go ahead and do it now?
Well, I mean, I would need at least an hour or two to get it done. But if you have time today, because it's with a different representative, it's not going to be with me. There's a specialist in that department that does them.
Okay, have them call back in the morning then, because like I try to do all the like talking and stuff like that during the morning, and then I kind of add more in the afternoon.
All right, I'm gonna lock you in for 10 a.m. tomorrow. That's the earliest that we got for tomorrow.
That's fine.
All right, I'm gonna send you a calendar invitation. And then I'll text you 1 hour before the appointment.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second here. sharkfinroofing@gmail.com. All right, I got you all set. So it's October 2nd, 10 a.m. tomorrow. They'll do the client interview. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and give you the card information right now.
Okay, but before I do this, does it say just Fernando Dice, or does it say Sharkfin Roofing?
It says Fernando Dice Sharkfin Roofing Incorporated.
Okay,
or
perfect.
INC.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you get the write-offs that you're entitled to, so that's why I'm triple-checking that it has the business name on it. It's important. Helps you keep track of it all. And then is the billing address for the card the same as the street address that we're going to verify?
No. You saying for the 8802? No.
Yeah. No, that's not it?
No. Because the business address is totally different. It's just
from the billing. Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
So the billing address for the card. It's going to be, you ready?
I'm ready.
I was reading your, what you call it, real quick, this email thing that you sent me.
Oh, yeah, that's the calendar invitation for the appointment tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got y'all squared away for that one. All right, they sent you the invite, but they're also going to text you again tomorrow at 9 o'clock to remind you so you don't forget.
Okay. That's no.
But what was the billing address?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. You cut out for a second.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, my face on the phone, and I'm touching it with my face. All right, so where we at?
I was just looking for the billing address for the card. Otherwise, it'll decline the payment.
I got you. All right, so it's 1-2. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 12355 Mandarin Meadows Drive East, Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, and the zip code?
Oh, go ahead. 32223.
32223. And what was the street name again?
Mandarin.
M-A-N.
Yeah.
Like the orange. It's okay. Yeah. I got you.
At Meadows.
Mandarin Meadows East. Okay. I'm just going to look this up just to make sure I got it. Give me one second here. I got three screens in front of me.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah, crazy computer setup here. Okay, I got it. It's Drive East. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Got it. Got to make sure it matches or the bank will go, nope. All right. Save. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits, Fernando. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
It's 5586.
5586.
6807.
6807.
2249. 9324.
9324. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0828.
0828, and then 3-digit code on the back.
692.
692, okay. And then before I authorize...
And my name will be, it'll be Fernando, but it'll be an A at the end, not an O.
Oh, Fernanda.
Yeah. My mom, she tried to name me after my granddaddy, but my granddaddy had an O at the end of his name. She ain't spell it right.
That's funny. My parents did that with my middle name. My dad tried to get all fancy and name me Devereaux as my middle name. And then you have like the spelling of it. Like there's companies called Devereaux and stuff. And there's like, I don't know why he got this name. My dad was from South Central LA. But,
It sounds like a little, Grand Theft Auto name or something.
Yeah, something weird, huh? But it's R-E-A-X. He spelled it at the end, and it's supposed to be like A-U-X. So you put an E-A-X.
Right.
I'm like,
he,
man,
he
no knows, spelling.
He's like my mama. Baby.
Yeah.
She's like, you might as well go ahead and change it. I'm like, it don't even matter because people don't even call me that. It becomes Fernando. So it don't even matter. Nobody
I'm
don't
like,
even know
man,
it.
How can you build anything but you can't smell? Oh, man. All right. So I got your profile set up here. There's something I wanted to run by you. You don't have to jump into these, Fernando, but I'm just going to run it by you because it can save you more money. I've already put you on a platinum package and cut the rate in half. So normally this package is $5.99. I dropped it down to $2.99. But if you wanted to do like a 3-month prepay, you could do it for $700. That'll save you about $200 over the next 3 months.
Yeah. Go ahead and run that as a 3-month thing. Because that'll give me October, November, and December.
Yeah, because it's the first. So that'll actually get you all the way through to January 1st. So that'll go
right.
beginning of the year.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, and they also have a 6-month for $1,300. That'll save you $500. And then they have a year for $2,500. And that'll save you $1,100 over the course of the year. So you want to go 3-6?
Yeah, I'm going to do the three months. And
okay.
Then I'm going to kind of be able to kind of tell how much clientele I'm getting from Google because y'all the only person I got that's going through the 800. You see what I'm saying? Number. Coming directly to me, so I'll
with the
tracking. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Okay. So I'll do the 3 months prepay for $700. I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing, and then I'm also going to walk you through a voice verification right now just to reiterate that. Now, as I'm going through this voice verification recording If I say anything that you don't agree with, or if you don't understand what I'm saying, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
I got you. No problem.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Charlotte Roofing.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Fernando Dice, Project Manager, Vice President.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Shark Fin Roofing, Inc. today?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, the business name will appear on Google, Bing, and the additional directories and search engines as Shark Fin Roofing, Inc., correct?
Correct.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. It's a 24 to 48-hour response time. Let client know. Okay, so I'm supposed to tell you that obviously the live calls have the best conversion rate based on Google's data. So if you answer it when it's live, more than likely it's a done deal. But if you do need to call them back, we have an app and a tracking system that you could download in the App Store. It's called the Local Splash app. You'll have your own username and password automatically sent over to you, and it'll actually capture all the leads in there too. So if you're ever missing leads, all you got to do is go to that app, and it'll save that information in there, and you could follow up with people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the live calls are usually the best. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 3 months on a prepaid account for a platinum package bundle. So you have our $599 package, but you're going to get it for 3 months for $700. When the term is completed on January 1st, it's going to be set up to automatically renew, but not at $700. It's going to go back to that month-to-month $299 agreement unless you call us prior to that date to do the 3, 6, or 12 month prepay again. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, and then it says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. Because you're doing the prepay, obviously it's non-refundable. It's a full 3 months of service prepaid. But after that, if you want to discontinue, you know, it's not contractual, so you won't have any fees or penalties or anything like that. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment. When this payment goes through, you're going to start receiving the text message confirmation. So you'll get a link with a full outline of the agreement in writing. This will also be emailed over to you. And then you're going to get a username and a password for you to access the app and tracking system so that way you could see what we're bringing in for you throughout the rest of this year.
I got you.
You're in a great area. You're in one of the best areas. I mean, it's either Florida or California as far as year round. You know.
Right. It is. The only problem is both are real strict on like codes and stuff like that. You know, like California is very strict and Florida too.
So that's what I was gonna tell you. So for this, you don't have to worry so much about that. Like, we can list you. It's kind of like proceed at your own caution. But in order to do, like, Google Guarantee, I don't know if you've seen those guys at the very, very top. It says Google Guaranteed. It'll be companies like ELO Roofing. Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah, I heard of ELO. They came out of nowhere, too.
Oh, yeah. He took off. That guy spends about $6,000 every month on advertising, though, you know, because what he's doing is a different program where they're paying for the leads through Google. And so they're basically getting the leads like pre-screened by a Google agent and then handed off to them. But in order to get to that position, it's not just spending the money. It's you got to pass this background check and, you know, it's a process. It's like almost like a month-long process. So what I was going to tell you is by the end of this 3 months in January, if you want to advance into that, you'll already have all the tools in place. You already got the website. You'll have first page placement locally. You'll start having enough reviews. we've already verified the license through your website, so we can grow you into that system. I could actually put you, I could start processing it if that's something you're really adamant about, but it's a $250 application fee. I would say go through at least like a month or two of this before we start working on that, because they want you to have five reviews.
I go ahead and put it in my notes to revisit it the beginning of December. So before we go into January, then we already be on it.
Yeah, and it's easy because you're already prepaid through January on the local listing. So all it will be is like a one-time payment of $250. They'll send you over the application. You fill out the application, do the background check. It usually takes about 3 weeks to get through the background check. And then once that's done, it's pay per lead after that on the basis of how you can handle the leads. But these leads are exclusive. It's not like getting leads from like some third-party company like Home Advisor or Angie's. They'll actually hand you the customer
live. And I just signed up for both of them. I just paid Angie like $1,400, and I just did Thumbtack.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, so he and this is like, okay, cool, because I could probably, if I can do all three of these, it's probably really increasing.
Yeah, well, what they're doing is they're middleman in it. So they put themselves on Google. They'll buy a lead from Google, but they'll sell that lead to you and like three other guys. So you don't want that.
Yeah, with the first person. Yeah.
Yeah, with this, we're actually putting your business up there. So it's not going to say Home Advisor 10 Best or Local Splash 10 Best. It'll just say Sharkfin Roofing Inc. with your 800 number. And then we'll pre-screen them and hand them off to you with the customer live. So you're not scrambling around like, let me call him back as soon as possible. You know, it's like, no, we got him on the line for you. He already said he wants to do this. If you accept it and set the appointment, then they charge you the lead fee.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of, well, I mean, I'm just like, okay, let me just try to scale roofing as fast as possible. I've been kind of out here doing both. And and I look back and I just say, you know what? I always had great success doing roofing. So just let's focus on roofing and scale that. And,
it's a hard business to get going, but once you get it going, I have a good friend of mine.
I've been doing roofing for like 15, 20 years, but I've been doing construction too. And the construction side has weighed heavy on the roofing side. And the roofing has always been, it paid its weight. You know what I mean? It earned its stripes. It paid its way. And the construction side has always kind of pulled down. And then you're like, okay, I might have this $40,000 over him, but I need to take this $40,000 I just made over him and put it over him on this construction side, because I got to wait on some account get paid out. I got to pay payroll. And then it's like, okay, if I just eliminate the construction side and stop trying to do too much and just focus on the
roof.
I could scale the roofing and make the money. You know, I would listen to Alex Hormozzi, and he was like, he had a friend that was in Florida. I was like, oh man, I need this. And the same situation, he was doing building and roofing. He said, man, scratch the building.
The other way around.
Go roofing.
Yeah, because then you get out there and they'll go, oh, I need this siding. I need this. I need this. I need this. It's a lot easier. If they're already going to spend tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, 10K or more, on a roof. So it's a lot easier to upsell them like, hey, we need to do this while we're up there, or if you want me to do that, I can take care of that for you too, versus the other way around, somebody's just doing something small, and then you try to upsell them on a bigger thing like a roof. So you definitely want
to
go after the big
fish
first.
That's what makes it easy, like even with insurance jobs, like a lot of times, like the pitch or the sheetrock that might have came down, none of that would be a major hassle because I done did it so many years. So a lot of little issue stuff with some of the roofers, you know, because I'll be honest with you, like a lot, I done met a lot of roofers that they scaling company from nothing to million dollar companies in 4 or 5 years where they generating $5 to $10 million worth of revenue, they themselves making $1 million. And I'm like, these guys don't even got the expertise that I got. They just know how to get in and get the lead and put in and orchestrate it, so I can't hate on it. But I like, you need to kind of look at what they doing and just follow they lead, even though they, like, when you good, when you know what you're doing and you know what's right, you know what's going to make you win, you just got to go with the winning team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. And what I did too, just so that you have the opportunity, So I gave you first right of refusal on the next Google Guarantee opening, and I've dropped you on my calendar for December 1st, since that was the date that you mentioned. So I'm right. Sure you'll do great with this. This might be more than enough, but if you want to advance into that, that's the cream of the crop. That's about as high as the marketing side of it can go.
And as long as I can kind of go through, probably say this month, and get the revenue, because October going to be a good month. We usually get, like, some bad rain in the next couple of weeks, so that'll be a good thing.
The volume's there, though. I mean, this listing covers about 40 miles around Jacksonville. So, you know, just in the last 30 days, they're talking about 1,218 searches in the roofing category. So, I mean, that's
right. So
that's a lot of people.
That means you at least 30 to 50 people at least giving you a shot. You should be able to close the, at least about 20 of them. So, like you
yeah,
say,
you're probably going to have to turn some people down already. You know?
Right.
Because we're putting you on Facebook and Yelp and Yellow Pages, too. There's other things that are going to be generating leads for you, too, and getting eyes. Like HomeAdvisor is just one directory. We're completing your online profile, so you're going to be on multiple directories. I try to set you up with a deal where we end up working together for years instead of just like, hey, it's a couple months.
And
spend $1,000
a month. Yeah, I can get the revenue and I see it. I'm definitely going to jump on the.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I can see the tracking system too. So don't be surprised. And you get a couple of jobs in, I call you up and say, okay, let's do the Google Guarantee now.
Yeah. I'm going to be ready for it too. I was going to ask you though. So when the guy called me next week and I get the code and everything, how long will it
take? They're calling you
to
tomorrow.
I know. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow and do that, but then you said something about a code coming in the mail.
Yeah, PIN. So the PIN's being sent to you. It usually takes 3 to 5 days. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it that we'll need from you. Unless there's an issue or if they just want to kind of accelerate everything and do the video call, then they'll do that on their own. But I'm not the one that sets that up. The representative
for the client
interview tomorrow will set that up.
I see. And what I was going to ask, once we get all this situated, how long before I appear on Google?
Well, you should be able to see results within the first month, but month 2 is going to be more profitable for you because we won't have to go back and set everything up again.
Oh, okay. So you're saying I probably won't be seen on there next week then?
No, not next week. But with Facebook and the other directories, yes, just the Google verification process we got to get you through. And that's something you only got to do one time for as long as you own your business. Like even if you left us later, you're always going to be Google verified.
I did go ahead and do the Google thing a couple of days ago. They said, probably about 2-3 days ago, they said it'd take about 5 more days.
Okay.
5 days, up to 5 days. So maybe y'all can kind of look at that and put both of them together.
Yeah, we're a premier Google partner, so if I process this and they say, hey, we already have some paperwork for this gentleman filed, they're going to go ahead and just proceed with that. They'll actually push it forward faster because they know you're doing advertising on the first page. They're getting paid for it versus one that's just doing it by themselves. They kind of lollygag it because they're not doing any kind of Google advertising or anything.
Right. Yeah, so yeah. I put it in like – it might have been at least three days ago because I was had to do it for the, like Andrew would like do get reviews and everything.
I was looking for it though. It's usually the first thing I do. That's why I couldn't see your website or anything because I was like, okay, let me type this in Jacksonville and usually it'll pop up. But all I was getting was like Better Business Bureau and there was an Angie's List thing that popped up. I didn't see any Google profile. So either way, not a problem. Like, we'll get that knocked out. There was a Shark Coast Roofing LLC, but they're not even in the same vicinity, it looks like. These guys are like Charlotte area.
Right. And I was only saying that because I know, like, in Florida, we usually get you're going to get some bad rain in about a week. I already know because we always get some bad rain at the beginning of October and then it get colder in the later the end of October, so that's why I was asking about because I know it'll be a lot of calls in the next week or so.
Mm.
But
I don't know about that. Maybe Facebook and some other things. I mean, it's definitely possible. You know, you'll be, that's why I say highly recommend you download our app. That'll be a good way to keep track of anything, make sure you're not missing anything.
What's that?
But it's just a local splash app, so LOCAL and then SPLASH. LOCAL, like local, and then splash, like water.
Like local.
Yeah, local
okay,
splash.
Like local splash. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You'll see it. It has like a orange L and a blue S, like a navy blue S. It'll be a LS in the app. You can go to any app store on your phone. So if you just go to app store on your phone and type that in, it'll pop up there. And then in your text messages, you should have the username and password in there already. It'll be your phone number, and then there'll be a temporary password. You could change it once you log in. And then you also have an outline of the agreement in writing, and you got to sign off on that agreement. So that could be like your homework for tonight. If you click on that link in there, it has everything in writing that we're doing for you. So that way you don't go, hey, what are they doing? Or what, you know what I mean? The timetable's in there. Everything's in there. The timetables are different for each individual thing that we do for you. That's why it's like a hard question when you say, hey, how long until I start getting customers? I'm like, huh? I could tell you 3 weeks, and you might get one in a couple of days from Facebook, you know?
So, right.
You don't know, yeah. It's kind of
no,
–
But I ain't so much worried about the customers, but when you think I'll be visible, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's really the verification process. Like the business owners that are on top of it and they're, you know, getting through their client interview because, I mean, we don't even know what you want to solicit you for until we do the client interview tomorrow, right? So the guys that are on top of it, they usually see the results quicker. There's people who miss appointments. They lollygag it. So you end up with these different timetables. It's not usually like a cookie cutter thing for each guy.
When me and you got the phone, I'm going to do everything today as far as going online. And then I answer that call tomorrow at 10. So
that's what I'm saying. So if you're on top of it, you'll see results this October. But like again, November is going to be more profitable. The longer you're up there, the more visible you are, the more people see your name, the more profitable it is for you. And the longer you do it, you get these reoccurring clients with new clients compounding at the same time. So after a while, you'll just have this consistent pipeline of work. But it definitely doesn't happen overnight. You know, we actually got to build these things.
Yeah.
We got to verify the listings and everything. So there's work we got to do here.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. I try to be transparent. I would rather tell you it's going to take longer than shorter, because then if you get really excited about getting a result next week and it doesn't happen, not saying that it can't happen, but if it doesn't, then it's
it looks like I'm lying to you, you know what I mean?
And that's not
how you build
relationships
and
with people.
Because it's always better to over-deliver, but under-promise what you can do.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm prone to that, especially because a lot of these guys, you know, I want to work with them for years. You know, the way Google pays me is like, okay, how long are these business owners sticking with you? And they're only going to stick with you if they're seeing good results, right? So they'll look at that like, okay, if you're taking care of people, then you get more. And that's pretty much how they look at it. They want the partners to take care of the business owner.
I got you. All right, well, boss, it's good talking to you. And, I go ahead and do that now before I leave the office. And then I'll talk to the guys at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep, we got you locked in. And then my phone number and our customer service line is attached to every text and email that you get from us. So if you ever have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to make a change, need help, do not hesitate to call. Okay, we're here to help you.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.